Oh my God. It's Apostle Johnita Collins. We are back together again. Listen, we are working on and working through volume two of I Am the Destroyer, volume two of I Am the Destroyer. And this week we're on volume two, part two. Listen, I'm coming straight out the gate. I have no time to play because I am fighting for your destiny in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to begin to fight for your destiny in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the word must be approached as living power. I'm gonna keep teaching you that until this becomes a part of your everyday understanding. I want you to understand the word is an operative establishment bringing forth you. Come on here, right? It's bringing forth your new created spirit. And it's bringing forth your eternal identity. Last week, I taught you that what? God is omniscient. He is everywhere. He's all knowing. And I want you to keep that. I want you to keep that before you from day to day, from moment to moment, because you will not really be able to work out your soul salvation if you really don't believe that God is everywhere. Oh, come on here. That's how we say everywhere. If you don't believe that God is everywhere, if you don't believe that God is always with you, if you don't believe that God is always keeping an account for your very life, then you don't understand who you are in Christ Jesus. Again, I'm going to repeat, the word must be approached as living power. Why? Because the word is an operative establishment bringing forth what? God's will. Do you not know that you are God's will? That's why you must get in his will, because you are God's will. What a beautiful, precious thought process as we are entering in to this month of December and as we are entering into Christmas, much Christmas, right? I mean, much Christ. What we have to think about, listen, on December 25th, when everybody's around that tree and opening up those gifts, remember that the whole purpose is all about the birth of Jesus Christ. In that, guess what? When Jesus Christ was birthed into the earth, even before then, you were already in God's will. You were already in God's mind. He willed you to come into the earth at an appointed time. Merry Christmas to you. Because if you can manage to keep your mind on the fact that you were predestined, that you didn't just happen, that in God's mind and in God's world, which is eternity, the place that we are working out our soul salvation to return back to, if you understand and you understand why there's already houses waiting for you, there's already mansions waiting for you. Why? Because he already had you in his will. He already had you in his plan. He already purposed for you. Oh, come on here. That's why when you come into salvation, your life becomes purposeful. It becomes meaningful. The things that you used to do no longer matter because they no longer can produce the purpose of Jesus Christ for you. Come on here. That's why old things pass away. The word is an operative establishment bringing forth God's will, birthing you, your new created spirit, birthing forth your eternal identity. This is what you're fighting for. This is why you must understand that the word must be approached as living power. Because if you don't understand that, you'll never ever walk on earth as it is in heaven. You'll never grab a hold of your eternal identity. You'll always be thinking, oh, well, I guess I'm gonna get that when I get to heaven. And what's gonna happen is you're not gonna get to heaven because you never, ever, ever became the destroyer. But I promise you, if you listen to these teachings in this particular month of December, you will be the destroyer of everything destructive in your life. Come on here. The word is not passive. I want you to understand that it's living power. It is God's logic system. Come on here. The word is designed to bring you into God's logic system. I need you to understand that. I need you to understand that the Logos produces heaven on earth. The Logos produces heaven on earth. Come on here. The Logos produces heaven on earth. The Logos provides the mind of Christ concerning all matters. That's why we got to read the word, so we can have the mind of Christ concerning all matters. Come on here. This is why the enemy's tactics are designed to shut your mind down. This is why the enemy's tactics are designed to shut your mouth up. Oh, come on here. Listen to me. Because when you don't develop your mind with the word, and when you decide to keep your mouth shut, listen, you are cooperating with the enemy to sit on truth and muzzle you. It's a cooperation. It's not just the enemy, it's you. You are agreeing with keeping your mouth shut. You're agreeing with not repeating what God said. Oh, I'm out the gate. I'm hot. The truth will make you free, I promise you. You must understand the muzzle game is just that. It's a game. It's designed to keep your mouth quiet. It's designed for you not to stand up. It's designed for you not to speak truth. It's designed for you not to say what God says. How can you be in salvation and you are the one that's not even willing to repeat every word that proceeded from the mouth of God? You're the one. You're in the muzzle business. You're muzzling God. You're muzzling yourself. You're muzzling the truth. So therefore, only the lie can live. The Logos gives you eternal reasoning, causing you to become the destroyer found without spot nor wrinkle. Listen, this is what you have to work on. You have to become ready to stay ready. It's time to do another Stay Ready conference. I can feel it in my very soul. I can feel it in my, it's time for me to do another Stay Ready conference. I got to continue to equip you guys to be the bride of Christ found without spot nor wrinkle. And the bride of Christ, what prepares herself? The Logos is eternal judgment in the earth. The Logos is eternal judgment in the earth. So while you're not judging yourself, you cannot judge anything else, because you have not worked out your soul salvation to have the mind of Christ and be the destroyer. That means that you're working off of antiquated information. That means that you're trying to be in Christ Jesus and work off worldly wisdom. Oh my God. Come on here. The Logos is eternal judgment in the earth. It sets everything back to God's will. People that deal with me, even in this very teaching, if you go back to any of my teachings, where does it lead you back to? It doesn't matter what I say. I'm leading you right back to God's will concerning your life. I'm leading you right back to the word. I'm not straying. I am not giving you a false gospel. I am not giving you a central gospel. I'm giving you the truth. I'm going to lead you right back to Jesus the Christ. I'm going to lead you right back to what his word says. I'm going to lead you right back to why you're not producing according to the word and the will of Jesus Christ. Come on here. That's the work of the destroyer, because the destroyer is on the Lord's side. Ooh. I am on the Lord's side. I am not just asking the Lord to be on my side. Come on. Because from day to day, you've crafted a Christianity that only asks God to be on your side and never ever prove that you are on the Lord's side. But scripture already told us those who deny him, he will deny. Do you not know when you do not subscribe to being on the Lord's side that you're already in a position to be denied? Oh, come on. Let truth have some work in you. Because when you begin to allow truth to work in you, listen, you must become the destroyer. Why? Because you have to destroy everything that does not look like King Jesus in yourself. You have to begin to disagree with everything that agrees with this earth and listen and fight in war to begin to agree with everything that's in eternity. That is your job. The Logos is eternal judgment in the earth. The Logos is eternal judgment in the earth. The Logos provides understanding to know God's desired outcomes above your own. Oh, my God. I know y'all want to kick me off right now. I know y'all want to change the station, but stay with me. Stay with me, because if you stay with me, truth will make you free. And this is just the truth. The truth of the matter is Logos provides the understanding, not your heart. Not your soul, not your will, not your way, not your mama, not your daddy, not your culture, not your color. Listen to me, not the country you live in. Listen to me. You got to become a judger like the king. You got to become a judger like the king. And in order to do that, the Logos is the only thing that provides understanding. His Logos, not yours. Logos provides understanding to know God's desired outcomes above your own. From day to day, the problem is you are not encountering or even willing to hear God's desired outcome. When you enter into a room, do you enter into that room saying, God, just help me to understand why I'm here and what I'm supposed to do today? Help me to be the fulfiller of your destiny and your will and your purpose for my life. Help me to show you strong because I'm here representing you. That's how you live life without wearing I'm a Christian. Because what we like to do is put on the t-shirt, I'm a Christian. What we like to do is make the announcement, I'm a Christian. But what we don't like to do or don't even consider is that if you are a Christian, then your everyday desire should be for the outcomes of Jesus the Christ, not your own. And I want you to be able to judge yourself and put up on the board every day what you've done for Jesus Christ, because only what you do for Christ will last. You will get your earthly reward right here from earth. But if you are interested in entering into eternity, then you must begin to put up on the board what you've done for Jesus Christ. And you'll never be able to put up on the board anything that you've done for Jesus Christ if you're not even asking him to help you to be in his perfect will. Oh, come on. I just said a mouthful. I probably could stop right now, but I'm not. Come on, Saint. Come on. I need you to pick up your weapons of warfare. I'm teaching you how to war for your destiny. Why? Because this month of December, we are the destroyers of everything that's not like Jesus Christ. In this month, we are not moving into 2026 to say. I just looked at my Spotify recap. And man, oh man, on January the 1st, listen, it gave a whole review. I set some things in place just with what I listened to for the year. Because you know what? I made a decision. Whatever I encountered, whatever I saw, whatever I no longer wanted to deal with, because 2025 was a mess. 2024 was a mess. 2023 was a mess. 2022 was a mess. But you know what? God gave me a whole thing. Yeah, I took you through this and now it is of no more. See, you got to believe the word. You got to believe. See, I live off every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. These enemies are scattered. I'll see them no more. See, I made that statement coming out of 2024, going into 2025, and I established it in the spirit and in the natural. I will not tolerate this, not one day more. You got to be the destroyer. I'm teaching you. Come on. Pick up your weapons of warfare, because these things are not carnal. Becoming a destroyer is not a carnal thing. Becoming a destroyer this month is all about becoming ready to stay ready. It's all about coming online for Jesus the Christ. It's all about declaring that you are the bride of Jesus Christ that makes herself ready. Oh, come on here. The logos of God's word transforms your wisdom. Hear what I said. The logos of God's word transforms your wisdom from earthly to eternity. Don't you want to have wisdom from eternity? Can't you look at your own life and say, you know what? I've been using worldly wisdom and it's gotten me nowhere. It's gotten me even more depressed. It's gotten me even more downtrodden. It's gotten me on the same old wheel. I don't want to be on the wheel. I'm not a hamster. My home is not a hamster wheel where I'm just going around and around and around doing the same thing. Come on here. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? You make a decision about your life, because from day to day, you're deciding to be a hamster. From day to day, you just running around doing the same old thing, burning energy, not getting slimmer, because them hamsters surely don't get skinny. They stay fat. Come on here. And I'm trying to slenderize you with the truth and fatten your eternality with the word. Come on here. The place where you need to work to get fat, to get some strength, to get stronger, is in your new created spirit, not in your filthy soul. You should be slimming down your filthy soul. You should be slimming down your endemic nature. Come on here. I'm a master at what I do. I know I just painted that picture for you. I know you understand what I just said, especially if you've been walking with me. You should be identified in the spirit way more stronger. Why? Because your diet changed. You on the word. Your intake is the word. It's strengthening you on the inside. It's making you strong and mighty on the inside. It's slimming down your endemic nature. It's at war in the inside. Adam, I'm no longer cut from your cloth. I'm cut from Jesus' cloth. Adam, I'm no longer cut from you. I'm not in your lineage, because you was taken out. You was removed from the lineage of Jesus Christ. That's why he locked you out. Come on here. See, y'all don't understand the scripture. You're not fighting and asking God to give you the insight, but I'm here as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to listen, to destroy the lies and enter you into the truth. This is important. The logos of God's word transforms your wisdom from earthly wisdom to eternal wisdom. It washes your spirit and causes you to be renewed, not just what? Renovated. We talked about this. Scripture says be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It does not say be renovated. And only the logos can renew you. Only the logos can give you what? The spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why. Oh, come on here. I'll say that for the private session. I'll give y'all that further insight in the private session. In other words, when you are in the modern church with an unrenewed mind and spirit, you only know what's right to you. You only know what's right to you. And guess what? What's right to you is from the subscription called Born in Sin and Shaped in Iniquity Against God the Father. I just said a mouthful. In other words, when you are in the modern church with an unrenewed mind and spirit, you only know what's right to you. And what you understand as right is only from the subscription that you subscribe to from when you were born. But I need you to understand, when you were born, you were not born into Jesus Christ. You were born into sin. You were not shaped in his image and likeness. You were shaped into iniquity against God. You got to fight for truth. You got to fight for God's mind. You have to want that thing. So everything that you consider right is most likely not right. According to what? The logos of God. See, that's what we're working with. And the church has nixed God out of the whole thing. The church has taken God out of the whole thing. The church has put man in God's place. The church has put entertainment in God's place. The church has put everything in God's place. But I'm here to put and keep God in his right place in your life. Say thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Apostle. Hey, hallelujah. Because we're here for the king. We're not here for ourselves. Therefore, you have to come into understanding that what you think right, is from a subscription that is not of Jesus the Christ, and it's against God the Father. So this is why you can make rash decisions. This is why you can make spiritually unhealthy decisions. This is why you can make irresponsible decisions. Come on here. Because those decisions, well, let me say this too. This is why you can make these kind of statements too. The statements, in other words, the conversations that you have are coming from your soul. And they're only right to your soul that's born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Are y'all following and hearing what I'm saying to you? You got to understand that you was born a certain way. And that you don't suddenly become righteous or holy or upright or any of those things and have the mind of Christ because you signed your name in the back of the book, right? I'm going to stand on that. Because you said the sinner's prayer. That's not what causes you to work out your soul salvation, because scripture says you have to work out your soul salvation, and I stand on that. There has to be an action. There has to be you at some point declining your Adamic nature, and you at some point walking out showing that you have the mind of Christ. Other than that, you'll always make unhealthy statements, decisions, spiritual choices, all of that will remain in yourself. And they're only categorized in your soul and in your mind as right. Come on here. Let me say it again. They're only categorized in your soul and in your mind as right. Why? Because they're not the mind of Christ. They're your own mind. They're your own ways that were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But when you enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of eternity, the kingdom of heaven, it's all about what is righteous and what is holy through God's word in his logic system. Oh, come on here. When you enter into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of eternity, the kingdom of heaven, it's all about what is righteous, not what's right to you, what is righteous and what is holy through God's word and logic system. I was with one of my mentees yesterday, and we went down this whole thought process, or the day before, because I needed them to understand something. I needed them to understand something about themselves, how they were making decisions. And now I need you to understand something about yourself and how you're making decisions. In other words, an abortion seems right to an unrenewed mind. An abortion seems right to an unrenewed mind. All of the reasons why a person would have an abortion seems right to that person. That is a very fair thing to say. That is not off, that's absolutely on. But it is still unrighteous. Not to that person, but to God. And when you enter into the key, see, this message is just for those who are going after Jesus. This message is not to save anybody who don't want to live in eternity. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to those who want to be with Jesus. I'm speaking to those who say, as he is, so am I in this world. Then you need the mind of Christ concerning all matters. Listen, why am I saying that? Because, again, that choice may seem right to that person. That choice may seem right to that circumstance, but it is still unrighteous according to the logos of God. Why? No man has the right to take another life. No man has the right to take another life. And that is murder, and that is taking another life. But if you are not in Christ Jesus, and if you are not in his logic system, you're not going to think that way. So this, the argument about what people think, listen, I'm trying to get you to understand, if you are in Christ Jesus, why you need the logos, why you have to respect the logos, and why you need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, because your choices don't line up with the word. Oh my God, your choices line up with your soul. And just because your choices line up with your soul, it don't make it spiritually correct. Spiritually righteous, I should say it like that. Because my whole point is that there's a difference between right and righteous. And what we want to do is say that we're living right. What we like to do is say that we're making right decisions and right choices based off of what? Because we have to live, if you identify as a Christian and you're saying as he is, so are you in this world, then every choice that you make is based off of every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Come on. See, you can't just make choices. You can't just do whatever you want. Because you are not your own. And many of you are walking around making decisions and doing what you want. And you never consult the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't consult his word. You don't study the word for his logic system. No, you have the logic system of this earth and you're hiding in the church. And God is cleaning it up. He is separating the wheat from the tear. That's just a truth. Like I said, we are in volume two. I am the destroyer, part two. The word must be approached as living power. And this is why I just proved to you why. The word is an operative establishment bringing forth God's will. With that being said, if you truly understand that God is bringing forth his will, not you bringing forth your will, then you will be grounded by the logos. Come on here. So you could not say that that situation is right. You have to understand that it's unrighteous. Murder is not right. Murder is unrighteous. And we live off of every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. What did that innocent soul do to you? if somebody outside of that innocent soul, in other words, we like to use the argument, if a perfect person was raped or a product of incest and all of these different things, guess who's supposed to be judged? And I'm about to blow y'all minds. Guess who's supposed to be judged? The victimizer. But many of you cover up the victimizer. Ow! Many of you never bring the victimizer to be judged according to the system that we live in. But yet you judge an unborn child. Yet you lay an unborn child. You judge that child and send that child to hell and never give it an opportunity to meet its creator. That's why it's an unjust. It's unrighteous. And you don't have the mind of Christ. You cannot be in the church and agree with abortions because it's an absolute murder. And the only reason why you agree with it is because you are not renewed in the spirit of your mind. You still have the spirit of your mother, your father, in this world. But you do not have the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because all souls belong to God. He can reconcile even a broken child unto himself. And you took the authority and made the decision to not give that soul an opportunity to ever meet its creator in eternity. That's why it's unlawful and it's unrighteous. And you would never see it that way. You would only see it as your personal right because you are not in Christ Jesus. And this message is for every Christian that say that they are for God. You have no right. Repent. 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 You have that right. I am not here condemning actions that have already taken place, but now that you've heard the gospel, you have a responsibility. Scripture, which is the logos of God, grounds us in eternal truth that what? The taking of life is prohibited. You'll find it in Exodus, you shall not murder. It's unlawful. Matthew 5, 21 through 22 talks about something else. Ye have heard that it was said of them of old times, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. Come on here. You are killing. It don't matter if you believe you're killing or not. I'm saying to those who believe that they are in Christ Jesus, you have to live off of every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. And that's what you're judged on, not what you think is right or wrong. Mm-mm. Listen to me. He goes on to say, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. So not only did he deal with that, but now he's talking about what? Anger. Because you're angry that this child was conceived a certain way, or you're angry that you are now carrying a child that maybe you don't want, you wasn't ready for. God is still saying what? You're in danger of judgment. You're in danger of judgment. Because he takes it from the literal murder, and he even says your attitude towards your brother. And you must understand, even your child is your brother if any man is found in Christ Jesus. We become brothers. It's beyond our natural lineage. In the spirit realm, we are brothers unto each other. How you handle your neighbor matters to God. How you handle that soul in your womb matters to God. How you handle the unbeliever matters to God. Why? Because even as Jesus expanded the criteria and declared that anger is unjust and is considered murder, The reason why he's dealing with us like this is because he wants you to understand this one thing. He's all about reconciliation. That's what his blood is about. So while you're sitting there angry and holding your brother hostage in the spirit and in the natural, he is all about reconciliation. And murder prohibits the opportunity for the soul to be reconciled unto the Father. Who are you to prohibit his very own likeness and image to not return back to him? Who are you? I can teach this thing. See, you would never think that way if the word is just, what did I say last week? Black letters on white paper. Even if you read the red letters on white paper, you still don't believe. And that's saying, that's Jesus talking right there, and you still don't believe. Oh yeah, even if you read the purple letters, come on here, they got all these different colors, and listen, you still don't believe. Oh ye of little faith. The logos of God teaches us to have a deeper respect and reverence for life. Oh my God. And what we don't do is have a reverence for our own lives. Oh, come on here. That's why I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to break you free. And it starts with the abuse that you suffered as a child. It starts with your home life. You don't revere yourself because they didn't revere you. And then you run to God and you think he's supposed to just be some handout and just sugar daddy, just make you feel good. And he's like, revere me because I'm in you and I'll revere you. So there's still a reverence problem. There's still a respect problem. There's still a lack of regard for life problem. Why? I keep teaching you the same thing. How can you be in Christ Jesus and constantly under condemnation? You're not in Christ Jesus. Why? Because new mercies are available for me every day. I don't live under condemnation, but I can be convicted by the Holy Ghost that leads me into all truth about me. How about you? Come on here. I mean, in 1 John 3, 13, probably through like 16, read the whole thing. It says, do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Love is a marker of you passing out of death into life. Love is a marker. And when you fail to love, you're always making what's right to you ahead and more important than what's righteous to the situation. Because only the truth and only the logos of God will give you what's righteous for the situation, not right. But you want to live under the law. You want to live in right and wrong, and you don't even know it from the mind of Christ. You still only know it from your broken soul. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Whoever does not love abides in death. You didn't love when you murdered that child. Because we like to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We love to repeat that. Mm-hmm. But we don't like to repeat what? Well, I'm here and I did what? I died for you to have life and life more abundantly. So how are you taking life out when he's the life giver? He said, I'm giving life. I died for you to have life, and you become the murderer on his watch. under the watch of Christianity. This for all you lying pastors. And you know that this is going on. You got a murderous spirit and you're allowing murderers to be born and created on your watch because y'all like fornication. Because the only reason why we're destroying God's life in the church is because we don't want to be found out. It's under the rug and not under the blood. Oh no, because see, what we're going after is this whole sexual deviance that has infiltrated the church. And now people walking around thinking it's okay to be sexually promiscuous, end up pregnant, killing a baby. Because some of you pastors have paid for these abortions, by the way. We know it. I'm not talking about anything new. And this is not a new problem. But it is something that God is bringing to the forefront of the church. Repent, 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 because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the bottom line. Don't come from me. Go talk to Jesus, okay? When you know that we have passed out of death into life, do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have been passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Stop abiding in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Stop being angry at your brothers. Forgive them the same way you want Christ to forgive you. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. No murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So if you're angry, throw it away. If you've been living in unforgiveness, throw it away. Find some love and some compassion because you want love and compassion concerning your own life, your own broken soul. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. You ought to have laid down your life for that unborn child. You ought to have laid down your life for that unborn child. You ought to have sought help or even gave the child away. But to murder the child is not the mind of Christ, because there's no room for reconciliation for that soul. And that's the period. And I need you to understand this. God is looking at murder in several ways. Read the scripture. He's not just looking at the physical murder, but he's also looking at anger as murder. And your anger towards your brother. This one, listen, I tell people all the time, you can be angry at me because I said the truth, but guess what? I already know God is judging you. You already put yourself in the judgment seat because you over here mad at me because I'm just, look, being the apostle that I'm called to be. So be it. That's why I don't get raveled. I don't get undone by members getting upset at me. I don't get undone by that. It's ludicrous. But I do give them the opportunity to repent, and I do let them know what? Hey, now you got a problem with God. You don't have a problem with me. You have a problem with God. And to have a problem with me, well, by this we know love. I loved you enough to tell you the truth, and you hated the truth to murder me. Oh, come on here, because we got to work with ourselves. We got to get out of the position of thinking that it's okay to be angry about the truth, and we got to understand what it's really doing. It's making you a murderer in the spirit. And it's making you a murderer in the truth. I've talked about this, your disposition and your attitude murdering God's idea, murdering God's will. When you show up, listen, you're supposed to show up with the mind of Christ. But when you show up and things aren't going your way and you turn into a murderous spirit because you're angry about things not going your way according to your soulish desires, you make yourself one ready to be judged by God. Two, a murderer in his eyesight. Three, a murderer in the spirit. We're going to enter into 2026, correct? Why do I say this? I'm going to even give y'all this example. And we all the way down here because, listen, God is definitely dealing with some issues. Many of you are murderous towards Donald Trump. He's done nothing to you. He is the president of the United States of America, and he's doing his job. He is running this country according to what he believes. And scripture says you have to honor the leaders that are put over you. He is over the United States of America. Who are you to walk around with such hatred? Not even taking time to understand what the man is doing. Just agreeing with a party and just agreeing with color. You are murderous. And you leaders that are promoting that, you are murderous, and you're releasing a murderous spirit over your congregation, and you will have to give an account for that action. Because Donald Trump has done nothing to the Black people. Black America, go back and tell me how much Barack Obama has done for Black Americans. See, y'all silly and stupid. And y'all let culture and y'all let bad leaders lead you straight to hell. The road to hell is paved with good intentions and is paved with right, but it's not righteous. Because righteous keeps you in the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. Righteous keeps you following the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand, righteous, it has purpose, and it's to keep you. But many of you don't want to be kept. Many of you don't allow the word to teach you how to have deep respect for life. Charlie Kirk should not have been murdered. And we got college students walking around thinking that that was a just action. What are you teaching your children with your own hatred? What are you teaching your children? Those who call themselves spiritual mothers and fathers, what are you teaching your children? Because scripture says God looks at hate. It's murderous. As murderous. And there's already a judgment. With that being said, I want you to remember what? The word must be approached as living power. It's a double-edged sword. Listen. It can build you up or take you out. Either way, the truth of the matter is you have no right to walk around doing what's just right to your very own soul, what feels right to you. Just because you feel like it's okay to murder someone or for someone to be executed doesn't mean that's how God feels. I need y'all to understand that. When you read scripture and follow every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, it will lead you into all truth and it will keep you in all truth. Listen to me. It will lead you into all truth and it will keep you in all truth. That's why Adam got kicked out of the garden. Go back and watch my teaching on the lies we tell and the truth we elude. Because guess what? Adam stopped being a keeper. He decided to go with Eve. He decided to go with his feelings. He decided to go with what he felt like was right and not what was eternally righteous. The righteous thing is to keep with God. It'd be better to be found working out your soul salvation in Christ Jesus than to be found in your own wisdom. That's why I keep saying, listen, get over here in Christ Jesus and stay in Christ Jesus. Stop taking yourself in and out of Christ Jesus. You're not helping yourself. And God forbid your life is taken on the day that you decided not to be found clothed and in your right mind. You're going to hell because of those decisions, because he has to judge everything. So this is why we fight to be found clothed and in our right mind. This is why when we see ourselves being tossed to and fro, we stop ourselves. We realize it's a spirit or a stronghold working us over, and we stop the strong. If you only would trust and believe in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If you would only. Deuteronomy 4:2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. So what does being right have to do with the Lord Jesus Christ? You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. See, if he wasn't interested in his word and his will being produced according to eternity, why did he put this in scripture? I'm gonna take you a little deeper. Revelation 22, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. It sounds very similar. It sounds very similar. I warn everyone. This is the ESV. I warn everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which was described in this book. See, y'all walking around talking about, well, this is how I feel. And God still ain't letting you in. Because he don't care about how you feel. When you come to Christ Jesus, ye must be transformed in the spirit of your mind. Now I'm hoping you understand why. Because you're heaping hot coals on your own head, going up against God. You're already determining that you don't want to get into eternity. Why? Because earthly wisdom versus personal wisdom versus eternal wisdom, which is God the Father's wisdom, is what he's going after. He wants you to be renewed in the spirit of your mind from this earthly wisdom. He don't want you to keep bringing to every situation what you think is right. He don't need you bringing to every situation what your personal wisdom is saying the outcome should be. Come on here. We live off of every word that proceeded from the mouth of Christ because eternal wisdom is our portion. And that eternal wisdom has been established by our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on here. See, when you don't live off of every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, you're not making these connections to scripture. The scripture is not real for you. The scripture is not truth for you. You cherry picking from day to day what you want to believe. But up here, wait a minute. If he said that we can live like that, then I want to know why he said, I warn everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him. Listen to the language. That's you. That's you with your earthly wisdom adding to God's book, talking about this is how you perceive it. Mm-hmm. Talking about this is what we don't need it anymore. Taking part, we don't need to talk about Jesus anymore. Trying to throw him into the pantheon. Come on, oh God. God will take away his share in the tree. You've taken out. He's blotting your name out because of your choices. Because you have decided that earthly wisdom is higher than eternal wisdom, because you've decided that you want to live by what's going on in your heart, every word that proceeds from your little filthy heart, every word that proceeds from your little filthy imagination, every word that proceeds from your little filthy shape and sin, and born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Come on here. It's an offense to God. Earthly wisdom versus personal wisdom versus eternal wisdom, which is God the Father wisdom. Scripture speaks against what seems right to the world and to an individual. Therefore, my point is abortion, which is murder, is an offense to God. It may seem right to you, but it's an offense to God. And the logos of God emphasizes that all souls belong to him. He even emphasizes how he's knowledgeable in regards to every soul, every individual in the womb. He talks about this in his word. He values all human life. He said that everybody was made in his likeness and image. Come on here. Oh, did he not? He did. He talked about it in Jeremiah. He said, I called you before birth. That means that Jeremiah that came to this earth through his mother's womb, God still knew him. And he made a record of it. I called you before birth. So that child that was murdered, God already had a record of that child before birth. Come on, this for y'all who talking about it ain't a child yet. It's not a soul yet. It's not life yet. It's beating. It's growing. And if y'all remember, what did I teach last week or the week before? Last week or the week before. Go back to the teaching. I said what? But God knows every living being. It's living at conception. It's living as a little dot. It's living. It's a little dot in the womb of the mother, but it already has a whole scroll written about it. Come on here. That's how you live from eternity on earth. And many of you are living on earth from earth. And you have no eternality in the mix. That's why you do what you feel like is right. Come on here. In Isaiah 49, named from the womb. Come on here. Genesis 1, made in God's image. Even in Exodus 21, there's a whole thing that talks about harming a pregnant woman. Oh, come on here. So God already has rendered judgment, and he's already shown the sanctity of an unborn life. But if you don't read this word, you'll never have that mind. You'll have never have that. And we're not even talking about having to have insight. I'm saying this is just written out. I'm giving you scripture. Go read for yourself. That proves that God cares about life. He reveres life. In Psalms 139, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Come here. Are y'all hearing me? You got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying from day to day concerning a matter. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm teaching. I am teaching you today that your inability to not hear what God wants to have done on earth as it is in heaven is a problem. And you can't live like that and say that you are in Christ Jesus. Well, with that being said, I think I laid it out. We will come back to the next part. Don't miss part 3, because I'm telling you, this thing is getting hotter and hotter and deeper. Why? Because you must become the destroyer. You must begin to live off of every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. That has to become how you live and how you think. Why? Because you yourself are being reconciled unto the Father. And you don't want to be on the murderous side. You don't want to be found outside of Jesus Christ being murderous, whether it's in the natural or in the spirit. Ooh. You don't want to be found being murderous, whether it's in the natural or in the spirit. The word is not passive. It's living power. It is God's logic system. And I need you to understand that. God bless each and every one of you. I'm Apostle Johnita Collins. I will see you on Tap In Tuesday. God bless.